Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos, daf Lamed Vav. We left off Lamed Hey Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud, probably about three quarters of the way down. We had left off in the middle of a discussion of various Shemos of Hashem, or various references that are written in various Sefrei Tanakh, and whether those Shemos are Kodesh or Chol. So today we're going to continue that discussion, finish off that discussion. Actually, we had to stop a little short of the two dots yesterday. The next part of Lamed Hey Amud Beis and Lamed Vav Amud Aleph onto the top of Amud Beis is going to continue and actually conclude the Perek of Shavuos Eidos. We're going to talk a lot about various Lashonos of Shavua. What are Lashonos of Shavua? What are not Lashonos of Shavua? And then on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we are going to begin the fifth Perek of the Masechta, which is all about Shavuos HaPikadon. So hopefully we'll get through the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. But again, we left off on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from where the lines get wide. We had just finished talking about the various references to the word Shlomo in the context of Shir HaShirim and how many of them are Kodesh, because Shlomo is actually a reference to Shir Shalom Shalo. There were some which are Chol. We saw Machlokas yesterday regarding certain references of the word Shlomo. I neglected to mention, or ran out of time yesterday and was unable to mention, that no matter whether you hold that the references to Shlomo are Kodesh or Chol, ironically, everybody holds that it's mutter. If you have a Megillah of Shir HaShirim in front of you, it's mutter to erase the name Shlomo. Whereas if you have a Sefer Torah in front of you, let's say, or any other Sefer Tanakh where the name of Hashem is mentioned, if it's usur to erase the name of Hashem, nevertheless, in Shir HaShirim, it's mutter to erase the name of Shlomo, even though the name of Shlomo is Kodesh. It's only an allusion to the Shem Hashem, but it's not actually, it doesn't actually have the Kedusha of Shem Hashem. But we left off Kol Malkaya, which is, again, 7 lines up from the where the lines get wide. The first word on the line is Kodesh. Kol Malchaya Amurim Daniel, all the references to Malchaya which are written in Sefer Daniel, which is written in Aramaic, Chol Archol Chutz Mizeh, except for this one, Shehu Kodesh Ant Malcha Melech Malchaya Di Ata Shmaya Malchusa Chasna V'Takva V'Yakra. You are the kingdom of power and honor, Yavlach. And over here, it's obviously a reference to Kodesh because it talks about Malka Melech Malchaya. So the Melech Malchaya is obviously a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeshomrim, and others say Avze Kodesh. Also, the following reference is Kodesh Shenemar, because it says Mari Chalma L'Sinach, my master, make your dreams on your enemies. Upshara La'arach, and the interpretation of the dreams on your enemies. So Laman Kamar. So who is this in reference to? If you're going to say that the master referred to in this pasuk is Nebuchadnezzar, so Kamarlei Lisanusei, so you're saying that you hope that his dreams, and obviously Nebuchadnezzar's dreams are to destroy Klal Yisrael, should come true on Nebuchadnezzar's enemies. Now, who are Nebuchadnezzar's enemies? Nebuchadnezzar's enemies are Klal Yisrael. So can it be? So Kamarlei Lisanusei, Maininu Yisrael, Melech Kalayat Leili Yisrael. Daniel is telling Nebuchadnezzar that his dream should come true and that he should conquer his enemies. He's effectively giving Nebuchadnezzar a bracha that he should conquer Klal Yisrael. That seems to be an odd bracha for Daniel to be giving. The Tanakama Savar, and the Tanakama who holds, and therefore this must be a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That Daniel is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your dream should come true on your enemies, or bad things should befall your enemies. But the Tanakama who says that this reference is Chol, Savar Soni Yisrael Ika Soni Yavdei Kachavim Leka. You think Nebuchadnezzar was such a gracious guy that he had only the Jews as enemies, but he liked everybody else? No, he liked Goyim, he hated Goyim as well. So this is a reference to Daniel, and when Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that I hope your dreams come true regarding your enemies, he was referring actually to the enemies that were Goyim, not to the enemies that were Jews. Okay. The Gemara says, Viter, if you make a shvua with any of the nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be chayev. V'ramini, safrek the Gemara kasha, yitein Hashem oscha la'ala u'lishvua. The pasuk says that Yiten Hashem Oscha la'ala u'lishvua, and this is talking by sota. So Malta Malomar, what does this teach us? Valok Var Nemar Vishbia Kohen Esaisha Bishfua Sa'ala. We already have in the Pasuk that it says that the Kohen is Mashbia the woman Bishfua Sa'ala. Why does it repeat again the Yitin Hashem Oschala Allah Lishfua? So it says, Lefisha Nemar Vishama Kol Allah, Nemar Kan Allah, Venemar Lahalan Allah, Malahalan Shfua, Afkan Shfua. So this teaches us that the Allah that's written here is actually a Shfua. And Malahalan Bishem, Afkan Bishem. This is the reason that this drasha is brought here, that just like over there we're talking about a shvua b'shem Hashem, so too over here we're talking about a shvua that is made b'shem Hashem. So we see that obviously that this brisa is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had said that if you are mashbia with the kinuyim, you're going to be chayiv. However, this brisa holds that you are only chayiv if you make a shvua b'shem Hashem, using actually one of the shemos of Hashem, but not using one of the kinuyim. So Amar Abaya, this is Abaya, lo kasha, harab chinina bar idi, harabanan. No, one is the position of Rav Chanina bar Idi, the other is the position of the Rabbanan. So in other words, Rav Chanina bar Idi says that you are chayev even if you use one of the kinuyim, and the Rabbanan say that you are only chayev if you use one of the, Rav Chanina bar Idi says that you're only chayev if you use the Shem Hashem, but the Rabbanan, who are our Mishnah, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, is the view of the Rabbanan, they hold that you're chayev even if you use a kinui. Okay, so says the Gemara, Viter. So the Tanya, Rabbi Chanina bar Idi Yomar Hol Vayomar Torah, Ishava Valti Shava Kilo Valti Kalal, Ma Ishava B'Shem, Aflos Ishava B'Shem, Ma Kilo B'Shem, Aflota Kalo B'Shem, that Rabbi Chanina bar Idi is the one who holds that you actually need to use the Shem Hashem in a Shvua. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, I don't really understand this limud, because Igmi Rigzeir Shava, if you're going to learn Rigzeir Shava, all Shvuos from the Shvua of Sota, then Yiboi Shem HaMiuchad, then not only should you require a shvua b'shem Hashem, but you should require a shvua to be b'shem HaMiuchad, because the shvua of Sota is b'shem HaMiuchad. And he logmi rigzei reshava, and if you're not going to learn rigzei reshava, Allah de shvua he min olahu. So if you're not going to learn rigzei reshava, all shvuos from Sota, so how do I know that the reference to Allah is even a shvua? In other words, how do I even know that the meaning of the word Allah is a shvua? So says the Gemara, well, nafka lehu midatanya. Allah ain Allah ella lashon shvua, because it says shvuas ha'Allah. So in other words, even without the gzei reshava, I would know that Allah is a shvua, because it's pshat and pasuk. The pasuk says shvuas Allah, so obviously it teaches me that Allah is a shvua. V'cheinu omer v'shbia kohen es isha b'shvua sa'Allah. So ha'sam shvua sa'Allah k'siv, sa'achi kamar. Allah ain Allah ella b'shvua. So in other words, over there it says shvua sa'Allah. So maybe only where it says shvua sa'Allah doesn't mean a shvua. But maybe where it says Allah stam, it doesn't mean a shvua. So says the Gemara, na'achi kamar. Allah ain Allah ella b'shvua. Every reference to Allah means that it is a shvua. V'cheinu omer v'shbia kohen es isha b'shvua sa'Allah. So in other words, I learn from Sota as my makar, even if I don't have Gzeir Shava. Forgetting about Gzeir Shava, just like by Sota, it says shvua sa'Allah, so it's obvious that Allah means a shvua. So too, wherever else the word Allah is mentioned, Allah means a shvua. Now, flipping over to Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Uminayin la'asos shvua she'eni ma'Allah k'shvua she'eshi ma'Allah. Aye, so I know when it says shvua Allah that it means a shvua. So how do I know to interpret the word Allah when it's written in conjunction with shvua, just like the word Allah when it's written not in conjunction with the word shvua? In other words, how do I know that in all places Allah means a shvua? So minayin lasa shvua she'eni ma'Allah k'shvua she'eshi ma'Allah. Tamalomar v'shama kol Allah v'shama Allah v'shama kol. So in other words, it says v'shama kol Allah, which is a weird language, because it could just say v'shama Allah, and she hears the curse, or she hears the shvua. And Rashi says over here, it's the Rashi on the last wide line here, towards the top, about 5-6 lines down. Veshama Allah, Veshama Kol, Midahavile Lemichta, Veshama Allah, from the fact that it could have said Veshama Allah, but it says Veshama Kol Allah, Shamat Mina, Tehishvua, Sheyeshpa Allah, Veksiv Kol Allah, Yisera, Lidrasha Asa, Lechaiva Be'echad Meshtea Kolos. In other words, that you're going to be Chayav by Yeshvua without a Klala, and also by Yeshvua with a klala. In other words, whether the shvuah is in conjunction with the Allah or not. Says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Avavo, Minayin la'Allah shi shvuah. How do I know that Allah is a shvuah? Shenemar vayove ito, because it says by Nebuchadnezzar and Sidkiyo, vayover ito ba'Allah. V'ksiv v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad asher hishbio belokim. And it says the word Allah, and then it also says Asher Hishbio Belokim. So we see that Allah means a shvua from these psukim here. Tana, now the Gemara is going to launch into a discussion of a lot of different types of shvua. So Tana, so says the Gemara like this. Arur, the word Arur, bo nidui, it's a reference to cherem, bo klala, it's a reference to a curse, bo shvua, it's a reference to a shvua. Bo nidui, it's a reference to nidui dechsev, oro meroz amar malach Hashem, that meroz, which is the name of a city, should be oro, which means arur, should be cursed, says the malach Hashem, oro arur yoshvea, its inhabitants should be cursed. V'yamar Ula, and Ula says that what happened with his arur, ba'arba meya shipuri shamti barak lemaroz, that Barak put the city of Maroz in Cherem using 400 shofaros. They used to blow a shofar when they would put somebody in Cherem. So there's a reference in the Pasuk to Arur, and we know that Boaz put Maroz in Cherem. So obviously Arur signifies the putting of somebody into Cherem. And then it says Bo Klala. Arur also is a reference to Klala, Dechsev, as it says, Ve'elu yamdu ala klala, uchsiv arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesel l'maseicha. This is in Parshas Kisavo in the Tochacha, where it says arur, and that's obviously a klala, that's on har grizim and har evil. So bo shvua, and arur also means a shvua, dechsiv vayishva Yoshua beisahi lemar arur ha'ish lefnei Hashem. So v'dil matarti avalu, ashbinov laitinu. How do you know that arur means a shvua? Maybe Yoshua did two things. Maybe he cursed him, which was the reference in the pasuk, and then separately he administered a shvua. Ela me'acha, now we learn it out from the following pasuk. V'ish Yisrael nigash b'yomahu, v'yoal shoal el ha'om le'mar, arur ha'ish asher yochal. Uksiv yihonas aloshama b'shbia aviv esa'am. And we see the word arur in the pasuk, and then later in the pasuk it says that Yonasan didn't listen when his father made the nation swear, when his father took a shvuah. So we see obviously that the word Allah is a reference to shvuah. Refract the Gemara again. V'dilma hachanami tarti avadu ashbinu v'laitinu. Maybe over here as well, Shol did two things. Maybe he cursed them and he made them take a shvuah. So mik se vi'arur. No, does it say vi'arur? It says arur. So in other words, he only did one thing. So Asha Dasas Lachi, Asha Dasas Lachi, Asam Nami, Loksiv V'Arur. So now that you're going to come down to this, obviously from the Pasuk of Nebuchadnezzar and Sikio, we could also learn that that Arur means a Shvua, because it doesn't say V'Arur, it says only Arur, and then there's a reference to a Shvua. So we see obviously that Arur itself is the Shvua. Amrav Yossi Brav Chanina. Amen. The word Amen. Bo Shvua, Bo Kabbalas Dvarim. It's a shvua, it's a Kabbalas Dvarim, and it's a Ha'amonas Dvarim. What's the difference between Kabbalas Dvarim and Ha'amonas Dvarim? So says Rashi. So first of all, it's about a third of the way down. So Amar Amen Bo Shvua, Ha'una Amen Achar Shvua, Kamotzi Shvua Mipiv. First of all, the halacha is that if a person answers Amen after a shvua, that's not called Mashbia Cherem. That's as if he took the shvua. Bo Kabbalas Dvarim. What's a Kabbalas Dvarim? Homer lechavero al menas sheyiskayim lo tnai kach v'kach. If a person says, I'll give you $100 if you cook me dinner, and he says amen, so that's a Kabbalas Dvarim. V'yomer amen kibel dvarav. V'chayav lekayim tno. And he has to fulfill the tnai. So in other words, the tonight was, I'll give you $100 if you cook me dinner. He said, Amen, therefore you have to cook the guy dinner. So Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Gulian Ashas is bothered over here. Why is it necessarily that you have to be Mekayim the tonight? Just don't be Mekayim the tonight, but the Maisa won't be effective either. In other words, the tonight was, I'll give you $100 if you cook me dinner. So Rashi says, oh, you have to cook the guy dinner because you said Amen. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, don't cook the guy dinner and don't take his $100. So it doesn't, it's unclear why Rashi says that you have to be Mekayim the Tanai. The point is that you've accepted on yourself a valid Tanai. And you have no right to the Tanai unless you're actually Mekayim the Maisa, must be what Rashi means. And also, Bo Amanas Dvarim, what's Amanas Dvarim? The next Rashi says, V'roi Lanos Amen al Dvar al Vartfila Betchina, it's appropriate to answer Amen on a prayer, Shu Lashon Ma'amen Advarim. It's a Lashon of enforcing the Dvarim, Shi'i Ratzon, Shi'i Amen Kain, Shi'i MS Kain, rather, and that it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that this should actually come true. So how do we know that the word Amen has all these meanings? Again, back in the Gemara, two lines up from where the lines get wide. Bo Shvua, Amen means a Shvua, Dechsev, Amra Isha, Amen, Amen. That this is by Sota. The woman says Amen, Amen, and obviously she's taking a Shvua. Bo Kabbalah, Zvarim, Dechsev, Arura, Asher, Layakam, Ezdivriya, Torah, Zos, Lasos, Asam, V'yamar, Kala, Amen. And that's a Tanai, that they're going to get a curse if they don't fulfill the Torah, and everybody answered Amen. Bo Amana, Zvarim, Dechsev, Ayomer, Yirmiyo, Anavi, Amen, Ken Yasa Hashem, Yakem Hashem Esvarecha. Amen, so should it be Hashem's will. Hashem should make true what you said. Amar Rav Elazar, Lav Shvua, Hein Shvua. Also, Lav is a Lashon of Shvua, and Hein. No is a Lashon of Shvua, and Yes is a Lashon of Shvua. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Lav Shvua. I understand that Lav is a Shvua, Dechsev, Veloyia Oda Amayim Lamabel. In Parshas Noach, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Shvua, Veloyia Oda Amayim Lamabel, Vechsev, Kimei Noach Zosli, Asher Nishbati. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Shvua, apparently, about not bringing another Mabel, but the only time we see a Shvua, but we don't actually find an express Lashon of Shvua written in the Pasuk. The most that we see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I am not going to bring another Mabel. So it's obvious that Lo is a Lashon of Shvua. Elahein Shvua Minalan. How do I know that Yes is a Lashon of Shvua? So Svaru, so says the Gemara, it's just a simple Svara. Midalav Shvua, Hein Nami Shvua. From the fact that Lav means a Shvua, Hein is also a Lashon of Shvua. Amarava Vudamar Lav Lav Tre Zimne. And that's only if you said no two times. And similarly, Vudamar Hein Hein Tre Zimne. And similarly, it's only if you say yes two times. Tosfos over here says all the way on top, V'lav d'shvua mamishi. In other words, if you say no two times, it doesn't mean that it's an actual shvua. Ela yesh lizar ruksas yesh onesh bedavar. In other words, it's not as strong as actually saying something with a real lashon shvua, but it's enough that you should be wary of violating your word because it's close enough to a shvua that there is cause for concern. But it's only if you repeat the word love, it's only if you repeat the word hain. How do we know? Three lines up from the two dots here, Dechsiv, Vlo Yikare is called Basar Od Mimea Mabel, Vlo Ye Oda Mayim Lamabel. And so the word lo is repeated twice, and me the love tre zimne, hain nami tre zimne. And from the fact that, that you have to repeat the word no two times, you also have to repeat the word yes two times. There's a machlokas rishonim whether when you take a shvua with the lashon of lav or hain, do you have to use the shem Hashem in the shvua, or is it considered to be a real lashon shvua that we saw yesterday when we did the mishnah? There was a machlokas when you use an actual lashon of shvua, is that such a powerful lashon that you don't need to make a shvua b'shem Hashem? So assuming you don't need to use the Shem Hashem when you administer an actual Shvua, a Lashon Shvua, this Lav Lav or Hein Hein, is it such a Lashon Shvua that you have to use the Shem Hashem? L'chor, according to Tosfos, you would, because Lav Lav or Hein Hein is not even a very strong type of Lashon Shvua to begin with, but just to know that there's a machlokas here on this point. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Now the Mishnah had said, Hamakalo Bekulan Chayiv Divra Meir Vachachamim Potrim. If anybody curses somebody else using one of these names of Hashem, you're Chayiv. Rameir says you're Chayiv, but the Chachamim say you're Potter. Tan Rabbanan, Ish, Ki Akalel Elokav, V'nasa Cheto. So Malta Maloma, Laluk Varnemar, V'nokev Shem Hashem, Mos Yumas. So what's this pasuk of ish 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 yekalal kav? So yachalo yechayev el al hashem amyuchad vilvad. I might think that you're only chayev if you use the shem amyuchad. Minayin l'rabbos es hakinuyim. How do I know to include the kinuyim? Tamalomar ish ish ki yekalal kav. Mikol makom divra meir. So that's where a meir says that ish ish ki yekalal kav comes to include even if you curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom, even using one of the kinuyim. The chachamim say al shem amyuchad b'misav al kinuyim v'yazhara. Yeah, it's definitely true that that it's not good to curse Hashem with any of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, but the only time you're chayav misa is if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad. If you use the other Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not going to be chayav misa, but it is definitely a lav, but you're over in a lav if you do it. The Mekalel of Avi'imo, and if you're Mekalel, your mother and your father, what we had seen in the Mishnah was the Chachamim had said that you're not chayiv until you use the Shema Miyuchad. Says the Gemara, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yossi, Detani, Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Benukvo Shem, you must. Matam Alomar, Shem. Why does it say Shem? Limeid Amal Kalel of Avi'imo, Shein Achayiv, Ache Kalelam B'Shem. That you're only going to be chayiv until you curse them using the name of Hashem, using the Shema Miyuchad. If somebody curses himself and his friends, that in other words, that even the Chachamim who hold that you're over on a lav. If you curse yourself with any of the names of Hashem, and not only with the Shema Miyuchad. In other words, earlier we had seen regarding cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Chachamim said that you're chayiv on the Shema Miyuchad, but you're going to be over on a lav with the other Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, by Mekalel Atzma, the Chachamim agree that you're over on the lav no matter which name of Hashem you use. Why? That you have to, basically, you have to take care of yourself. So you're over on a losase. So, and obviously, if you curse yourself and you wish something bad befall you, then that's not called ushmar nafshecha ma'od. Then you're violating the shmiras hanefesh over here. The chavero and cursing a friend, how do we know? It says that you're not allowed to curse a cheresh, and not only are you not allowed to curse a cheresh, you're not allowed to curse any of your friends. So the pasuk, the Mishnah then said, "Yakcha Hashem Elokim, the chen Yakcha Elokim, Zui Allah Aksuva B'Torah." That's an example of the Allah, of the curse that's written in the Torah. So Yosef Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yehuda V'Yosef Ka'amar Hamas Nisan Kedetnan. That this Mishnah is like we had seen. Amar Le V'Ka'amar Hamas Nisan Kedetnan. I'm sorry, he was learning the Mishnah like it's written. In other words, he was learning the Mishnah and he said, "Yakcha Hashem Elokim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should smite you. So in other words, when he was learning Bechavrusa, he said over in the Mishnah the way it's written in Amar Le Kaneh, he said, no, you should use a euphemism here. Why? So Rashi here says about six lines up from where the lines get wide, toward the bottom of the page, Samar Le Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said to Rav Kana, Kane, in other words, use a euphemism, Hafoch Tvarecha Keneged Acherim. You should modify the Mishnah so that it appears that you're directing the curse towards other people. Emor Yakehu, Vechein Yakehem, Shalota Kalaleni. Don't say Yakecha, because Yakecha makes it appear as if you're cursing the person that you're talking to, but we don't want to make it appear that you're cursing the person that you're talking to. So Yosef Ahumid Rabbana Kamei Rav Kahana the Yosef Kamar. So now another one of the rabbinical students was sitting before Rav Kahana and he said Gam Al Yatetzcha. He was reading Psukim and he said Hashem should shatter you Lanetzach. Yakcha v'yasisecha, you should break and tear you, me'oel, ushrashecha me'eretz achayim selah, and he should uproot you from the eretz achayim. So in other words, he's saying all these terrible things in the pasuk, directed in the second person. In other words, he's saying like you, as he's saying in reference to the person he's speaking to. So amar lei kanei, and he said, no, use a euphemism. In other words, you should adapt the wording in the psukim, that it doesn't appear like you're directing the curse to me. So says the Gemara, this is the same story twice, but one time they were learning a Mishnah, one time they were saying Psukim, so why do I need this twice? So Tarti Lamali, so says the Gemara, Mu'amad Tamahani Mili Masnisin, Ava Bakroy Imalo Machninan, Kamash Malan, that we do. So in other words, I know that when we're learning a Mishnah, that you have the poetic license to use a kinoi to be mekane, to try to use euphemism and read and adjust the wording that it doesn't appear that you're directing a curse towards anybody else. However, by a pasuk, maybe I would think I need to be faithful to the language of the pasuk, kamash malan, that I should use a kinui even when I'm reading psukim. Says the Gemara, al yakav yirecha v'yitav lecha Rav Meir mechayven v'chachamim p'surim. The Rav Meir said that you're chayev for saying, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not curse you if you come tell me, to, if you come and are made for me. So Rav Meir says that you're chayev because Rav Meir holds mechlal lava to shemeah hein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not curse you if you do come testify, but he should curse you if you don't come testify. So we intuit, we imply the positive from the negative here. So says the Gemara, Valesle l'Rameir Michla Lav Ata Shemeahein. How does Rav Meir in our Mishnah say that you're chayev if you use the lashon of al yakcha? I thought Rav Meir ordinarily says that you're not chayev for mechla lav ata shemeahein. How do we know that Rav Meir ordinarily says that you're not chayev for mechla lav ata shemeahein? So Rashi clues us in. The Tanam in Maseches Kedushin. Rav Meir Omer kol tanai she'ein a kafle ketanai de bnei god of bnei Reuven ein a tanai. Ve'ivo kafle lo armina mechla lav ata shemeahein. That Rav Meir holds that you need a tanai kafle. If you do this, then that. And if you don't do this, then I won't do that. Why do you need a Tanai Kafel? Because it's obvious that you don't learn from one side of the Tanai what the other side of the Tanai is going to be. So our mayor says that you don't say Mechlal Abba to Shemei Ahein. Why in our Mishnah does he do that? So says the Gemara, Epoch. So you have to switch the Shitas of Rameir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. You're right, Rameir does not hold Mechlal Abba to Shemei Ahein. Gezer Rabbi Yitzchak, Tana Ketana, Ketidanan. However, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, he learned the Mishnah like we have our Mishnah. Some Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, that's weird. So Hashta, the Nantan Hachi. Our Mishnah says, like we learn it, that Rav Meir does say Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein. V'chiyosu Rav Yitzchak Tani Hachi. And where Rav Yitzchak came, he had the same girsa in the Mishnah, that Rav Meir is the one who holds Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein. Shmami no dafka tanan. So then it's obvious that this is a correct girsa. It's not a corrupt girsa. But if it's the correct girsa, why does Rav Meir and our Mishnah hold from Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein? So says the Gemara, El Akasha. So it's Akasha. How does Rav Meir hold Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein? So says the Gemara, not Akasha. Ki lesle b'mamona, avol b'yisura isle. When does Rav Meir not hold Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein? That's by a Tanai of Mamon. The Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven was a Tanai of Mamon because it was regarding Chalukas Haaretz. However, by Isur, he will hold from Mechlal Avat HaShemayahein. Says the Gemara, really? Vare sota di suru, I sota is iser, v'yamar av tanchum bar chachinoi, hinaki ksiv. Taima d'chsiv, hinaki, holav hachi, mechla lav ata shamehain, lo amrinan. The pasuk by Sota says Rashi at the end that Ksiv Hinaki below Yud Kamo Hinaki Vikoy Akroy de Basre the Ksiv Vatki Sasis Lamashma Haki Hinaki Mimay Mamara Maila Vatki Sasis Alma Ilo Hinaki. That if you didn't become a Sota, then you will be Hinaki, Mechlalain Ata Shemea Lav Lo Armin. In other words, when we administer the Shvua to the Sota, we say if you actually did what he accuses you of, then your stomach is going to burst. But if you didn't, then hinaki. But sota is iser, and in the pasuk we have both sides of the tnai of the shvua. Why do we have that? If according to Rav Meir, by iser we do say mechlal lav ata shemeahein. So says the Gemara. Ella Epoch. You're right, obviously, Rav Meir does it. You have to switch around the girsos. Rav Meir does not hold from Mechlal Lav Ata Shemeahein. Afilu B'Isura Lesle. He doesn't hold that even by Isser. Rav Meir doesn't say Mechlal Lav Ata Shemeahein. So Maskif La Ravina. So Ravina asks Akasha, well, now we have a problem. U'B'Isura Lesle, does he not hold the Mechlal Lav Ata Shemeahein by an Isser? Ella Me'ata Shtriya Yayin Apure Rosh to B'Misach Enami De Lesle. That the Lesle the Rav Meir doesn't hold that a Shtuye Yayin or a Pure Rosh is going to be Chayiv Misa. This is by a Kohen who serves drunk or a Kohen who grows his hair. The Pasuk says, Yayin Veshechar Al Teish Velo Samusu. It never says in the Pasuk that you're going to die if you do this. All it says is don't do the Avodah drunk. Because if you do, don't do the avoda drunk so that you shouldn't die. So, and we are medayek the opposite from what's written in that pasuk. So how could it be that Rav Meir doesn't hold from it? Vatnan, elusha b'misa. Shtuye Yayin Upure Rosh. Everybody holds that Shtuye Yayin and Upure Rosh are Mechaya Misa, even though the express flip side is not written in the Pasuk. Eliyolam Tepuch. Really, you have to reverse the Shitos. Now, Kilesle B'mamona. When does our mayor not hold from Michlal Avat Hashemayin? That's by Mamon. Be'isura Isle. However, by Isser, in other words, by Shtuye Yayin and Puri Rosh, he would admit that we say Michlal Lav Ata Shamea Hain, Vishani Sota, and Sota is different, the Isura the Isbe Mamonahu. That Sota is an Isser where there's an element of Mamon. What's the element of Mamon by Sota? Rashi says, the element of Mamon by Sota is that you are causing the woman to lose her Ksuba. What is the element of Mamon by Shvua? Because in our Mishnah, we switched the Girsos, so our mayor is now the one who doesn't hold from Echla Lava to Shemeah Ein. I thought we just said on the bottom of Amud Aleph that Shvua is an Isser, so if Shvua is an Isser, and by Isser of Meir says that we hold Mechlal Lava to Shemeah Ein, by Shvua he should say Mechlal Lava to Shemeah Ein. Shvua is also an Isser Disbe Mamon. Why? Because the whole point of coming to take a Shvua is that you could be Mechayiv somebody money to the plaintiff in court. So Shvua is an Isser that the Disbe Mamon, a Shvua an Isser Disbe Mamon, Rav Meir will hold, we don't say Mechlal Lav. We don't say Mechlal Lav Ata. We don't say Mechlal Lav Ata Shomea Ata Shomea Hain. Okay, and so the Mefarshim are bothered. If you're going to distinguish between Mamon and Isser Sheyeshba Mamon, why do we have to switch the Shitos at all in the Mishnah? In other words, we could just say it's we could just say that it's Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is Rav Meir. He doesn't know from Mechlal Lav. That's by Mamon. Here is by Shvua. So first of all, we don't say that because Shvua is really an Isser Sheyesh Ba Mamon, and by Sota, he doesn't say from Mechlal Lav Ata Shmei either. But what we prefer to do is we prefer to say that the Chachamim are the ones who say Mechlal Lav Ata Shmei Ahein, because that's the only way that we know the Isser of Shtuye Yayin and Puri Rosh. And we want to align the Shita of the Chachamim with those who know, obviously, the halacha of Shtuye Yayin and Puri Rosh in the Torah. So Hadron Alach Shvuas Eidos. Now we're going to begin the fifth parak of the Masechta, which talks all about Shvuas HaPikadon. So Shvuas HaPikadon, just the basics, is where somebody says, give me my Pikadon, and I gave you something to guard for me, and the other guy denies it. He says, no, you never gave me anything. Oh, you have to take a shvua that I never gave you anything to watch. Shvuas HaPikadon, says the Mishnah, Nohegas Ba'anashim Uvenashim. It is Noeg by anashim and nashim, by both men and women, and Rashi just points out, Aidi Ditana b'shvuas Eidos by anashim v'lo b'nashim tinin elami l'kulu, because the prior parak spoke about shvuas Eidos, and shvuas Eidos was only shayach by people who are ruyim lehayid, and only a man is roy lehayid, not a woman. Therefore, by shvuas hapikadon, we say that it is noeg by anashim u'b'nashim, even though there's no reason for me to have thought that it's not noeg by women. Of course it's noeg by women, but Rashi says it's just to maintain the symmetry with the prior perek. Berachokim or krovim, it's noeg by rachokim and krovim, b'ksherim u'b'psulim, b'fnei basin v'shalo b'fnei basin. It's noeg both in front of basin and not in front of basin. And pi atzmo, in other words, in front of basin, that if you take the shvua yourself, that shvua is chal, that shvua is shayich, whether you're in front of basin or not in front of basin. Pi acherim, and if you take the shvua from other people, Eino chayev atcheich parenu bebeisin divra ameir. Ameir says if it's mepiacherim, you're not chayev until you take the shvua and beisin. What shvua mepiacherim? A shvua mepiacherim is where you didn't say a shvua yourself, nor did you answer amen to the shvua. Because remember, we had said previously that if you answer amen, it's as if you enunciate the shvua from your own lips. However, what it means is that you deny that you have the pikadon. The guy says, oh, I'm going to make you take a shvua. And you deny again that you have the pikadon. That second denial, it's considered to be a shvua, but only if you say it in Beis Din, not if you say it outside of Beis Din. So that's what it means when it says mipi acherim einu chayev ad sheich parenu bebeisin divra ameir. The chacham omerim bebe piyasvam bebe piyacherim kivan shekofer bo chayev. The chacham say no, that whether it's chutz lebeisin, in front of beisin, mipi acherim, you're going to be chayev regardless. V'chayev al zodan ha-shvua, and your chayev on zodan ha-shvua. What does zodan ha-shvua mean? Rashi says zodan ha-shvua is delok sivbu v'ne'elam. Over here, unlike by other types of shvuas, it doesn't say v'ne'elam. It doesn't have to be hidden from him. Zodan ha-shvua means shezochar al ha-pikadon v'yadeh shemachayev al kfiras ha-karbon. In other words, he knows that he has the pikadon, and he also knows that if he swears falsely, he's going to be chayav a karban. The karban that he's chayav here is a karban asham, and that's zodan ha-shvua, because he swears purposely knowing that he's lying and knowing the repercussions of a shvua. V'al shegegasa im zodan ha-pikadon, and he's also chayav if he knows that he's denying the pikadon inappropriately, because he knows he has the pikadon and he knows he's denying it, but he just doesn't realize that the repercussion for denying it is that he's going to be chayev shvua. Ve'en chayev al shegegasa gredisa. However, he's not chayev for a real shogeg. What's a real shogeg? A real shogeg means he forgot that he has the pikadon, and he forgot that if he's lying about having the pikadon, then he's chayev shvua. So over here, he's an ones, because he swore he didn't have it. He thought he didn't have it, so that's why he's not going to be chayev. Uma chayev al zdona. What's he chayev al zodan? What's he chayev if he swears bemezid and he lies? So asham bekesef shkalim. He's chayev an asham that is worth two shkalim. And Tosfos points out, even though that asham that's bekesef shkalim is written by asham me'ilos, still the same halacha applies here by shvuas by the asham that you're chayev for shvuas habikadon. Shvuas habikadon keitzad. So what's the fact pattern here? So amar lo tein li pikdoni sheish li biyadcha. Guy says, give me the pikadon that I have in your hands. So shvua shein lecha biyadi. Take a shvua that I don't have it. Osh amar lo ein lecha biyadi. Or he says, what pikadon? I don't have your pikadon. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen. The mafkid says, oh, I'm going to make you take a shvua that you don't have it. And he says, amen. Then areze chayev. Then he's going to be chayev. Hishbialav chamesh pamim. If he makes him swear five times, bein b'fnei beisin, main shelo b'fnei beisin, v'kofar, and he's kofar each of the five times that he's towing him, chayev akolachas v'achas, that he's going to be chayev on each time. So Amar Rav Shimon, why in the world will you be chayev five times for reiterating the same denial five times? You should be chayev only once. So ma tamim neshayach alachzer lahodos. Now, because you could always be chozer, and you could always be moda. In other words, Rashi says, achar kvira, nimsa shabakol shvua hu kofra mama. In other words, after every kvira, you could back off of your kvira and then admit to actually owing the pikadon, but because you continue to deny, you're chayev and mama on each time. Hayichamisha tovano, so if five people are tevehem, omrlo, tein lanu pikadon sheyesh lanu biyadcha, give us the pikadon that you're holding, shvua shein lechem biyadi. If he says, the shvua that I don't have anything of yours in my hands, ein chayev ala achas, he's only chayev once, even though he was swearing to five people, because he used a general language. Shvua shein lecha biyadi, that the Tanakhama says you're chayev now because you made an individual shvua. Rav Elazar Amar Achi Amar Shvua Bachrona. You're not chayev to everybody until you use the lashon of shvua at the end. Rav Shimon Omer Achi Amar Shvua Lekol Echa Be'echa. The only time you're chayev five is if you use the lashon shvua regarding each person individually. Tein li pikadon v'tzomis yad gezel v'aveda sheish li biyadcha. One person says, "Give me the pikadon and the lost item." And the item that you stole, and the item that I loaned you, shvua shein lecha biyadi, and he just says a shvua that I don't have anything of yours, ein chayev ala achas, because it's general. Shvua shein lecha biyadi pikadon v'shamas yad v'gezel v'aveda chayev ala achas v'achas. Then you're going to be chayev each time. And we're going to have the same achlokas. Rav Elazar is going to say you're only chayev each time if you use the shvua afterwards. Rav Shimon says you're only chayev each time if you use the shvua each time. Give me the wheat and the barley and the spelt that I have. Shvua and the oats. Shvua shein lecha biyadi. And then he responds, Shvua shein lecha biyadi. General. Ein chayev ala achas. Shvua shein lecha biyadi. Chitin esorin vekusmin chayev akal achas v'achas. Rav Meir Omer, afilu Omer, chita sora kusemes chayev akal achas v'achas. Even if he says chita sora and kusemes, you're going to be chayev on each and every one. The chiddush is that when you say chita sora kusemes, you mean chitin, and you don't mean literally one grain. Because if you're literally denying on one grain, that grain doesn't have a shavar pruta, and you're not chayiv for less than a shavar pruta. Anasta piti says biti. If a guy says, oh, you raped my daughter, so you're chayiv the fine of nun shekel. Ruamarlo anasti v'lo patiti. No, I didn't do it. Mashbiach chaniv amar amen chayiv. Rav Shimon poter. Why? She'ina mishalim knas al piyatzmo. Because a moda b'knas is poter, and you're not chayiv for taking a shvua on something that if you were moda, you're going to be poter. So amarlo, afal pi she'ina mishalim knas al piyatzmo, mishalim bosh. Yeah, you don't have to pay the knas if you admit, but you do have to pay boshes of knas, a boshes of gam, and that's mamon, so you should be chayiv. Ganavta shori, vuomer lo ganavti, meshbiach chaniva amen chayiv, because you were kofra on the ganeva. Ganavti avalotavachti vlo macharti, I stole it, but I didn't shecht it, I didn't sell it. Meshbiach chaniva amen potter, then you're going to be potter, because over here you're being kofra on dalave, and dalave is only a knas. Hemisa sharcha shori, that your ox killed my ox. Vu amar lo hemisa mashbiach chaniva amrein chayev, because that's mammon. Hemisa sharcha is avdi, where you're chayev to pay 30 shekel. Vu amar lo hemisa mashbiach chaniva amrein potter, because that's only a knas. Amar lo chavalta bi vasabi chabura. Vu amar lo chavalti vlosi zibacha chabura mashbiach chaniva amrein chayev, because you're denying money. Amar lo avdo, if his slave says to me, palta shinai, visimisa is einai, you damage me, vu amar loi palti vlosi misi mashbiach chaniva amen potter, then you're going to be potter, because the fact that the eved goes to chavrus is also a knas. Zeh klal, a whole bunch of examples giving the same halacha. Kol ha-mashalim ha-pi'atzmo chayiv, v'she'ein ha-mashalim ha-pi'atzmo potter. You're only chayiv v'shvua if you deny mamon. You are not chayiv v'shvua if you deny knas, because you're not mashalim knas al-pi'atzmo. So we'll pick up the Gemara, God willing, tomorrow.